Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters. The original wing joint. Dave, I don't know if you know this. Hooters, it's not just a wing joint. It's a way of life.
Absolutely.
Coach Q on the phone. He's probably calling just to tell us what he's going to be for Halloween. Have you picked out a costume yet?
We got a big game tomorrow.
Oh, unfortunate. Otherwise, I know you'd be out there trick-or-treating. So I was out there Sunday night, and the boys fought hard, and Edmonton, man, Edmonton's going to be good, Dave. They're going to be good. They got a lot of kids on that team that are going to be good. But we got a kid, this Henry Yokiharju, who takes on Connor McDavid, who's old for Henry. I thought he did a great job.
He was great against him. I thought, you know, saw almost every shift he was out there, and it's probably, you know, a different level of speed when you're talking about him. And I thought he had a tremendous gap against him. I thought he, you know, contained him almost on every shift. And it was one of those games in your, for a young player to be put in that situation where you get the matchup, you know, shift in, shift out. He's out there. We're in the middle of 7 and 11 nights, and you're getting exposure to this type of situation. You handle it like you've been there more than once. So it was a
pretty cool.
It was a good sign, and I thought he did a great job. And I think that was one of the reasons why we kept him to one. And but that was a big assignment, and he passed with flying colors.
So explain what a tremendous gap means.
I think you want to get the closest you can to the guy coming down on you. Mm-hmm. So you got to, you know, so he doesn't get, you almost got him close, where almost you're controlling him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get too far apart, he's going to get, he's going to have more speed to get underneath him, and he's going to have more options to go on either side of you. But if you get close to him, you can slow him down. You can influence him with your stick. You can poke the puck away when he's getting it or when he has it. And you got way more influence on him. But you get a little bit back, you get flat footed, he's coming at you with 100 miles an hour of speed.
And he knows which way he's going.
And he knows exactly. And he's got some guys only can go one way. But he's got that ability to change his direction at the last second. So that's why you want to make sure that giving him both options is what when he has the advantage.
Hawkopedia, Dave.
There you go.
Against
like
a bad
it.
Gap.
Hawkopedia, yeah. tremendous gap.
Tremendous gap. Joel, we're so used to seeing excellence from Patrick Kane for the past decade. Do you see any difference? Is it possible that he's even kicked it up a notch this year?
I think his speed, I think he's gotten a little bit quicker from last season to this season. I think he emphasized that in how he prepared over the summer, whether he's working on strength or he's working on his edges, his skates. But he's always trying to find ways where he can enhance his skill set. And but he is looking like he's getting a little bit cleaner looks, and where he puts the puck or that little extra quickness, getting him some freedom out there. And I think that he's getting some quality shots. He's thinking shot or shoot mentality. But he's gotten off to a good start, and I mean, he's a threat every single time he's on the ice, no matter who he's playing with.
And, you know, I'm the unofficial Cam Ward fan club president here. You look at his win-loss record, and you go, But I'm telling you, if you paid any attention this year, he hasn't got a lot of goal support when he's needed it. The guys up front maybe haven't helped him when they've needed it. I think he's played pretty well.
I think he's played very well. And one thing about after 12 games, you can say our goaltending's been real good to excellent, and you know, Cam's been in there every single game to give us a chance. And,
yep.
And again, you know, Sunday he had to make some key saves at some key times in that game. And in a 1-1 hockey game down at the end, he was as solid as you can get. And then Crow's done a great job as well. So it's I think they complement one another. They're good pros. They're you know, they support and push one another in a positive way, and give them a lot of credit.
Coach, the power play. You got your goal on Sunday on the power play, obviously a two-man advantage. But it's been an area that that obviously you want to see more from. How do you produce in a power play when it's not going your way?
Well, we want to have the puck, and I think we've lost some key face-offs, and then starting with it, and then you want to make sure off a lost try, you have some retrievals, and when it goes all the way down, you want to make sure you get a good entry, and then have some possession time, and then you want to have some looks, which you want to get right off of one draw, and then you have you want net presence, you want some different looks, you want to whether you're rolling off the half wing, most power power plays or 1-3-1 setups. But I still think we can have better looks, and I think it all starts that it's kind of gets disruptive off our entries. In the past, we had much cleaner, neater entries, and we had more time to get things going when you can get the power play or the penalty killers tired, and by being in the zone and getting them moving around and running around, and then all of a sudden you're going to have what you're all looking for is to create some momentum in the game, and obviously chances lead to goals, and the quality goes up by having longer sustained zone time. And but we have the personnel to do it, and we feel that we're going to get a stretch where all of a sudden it's going one of the power plays will get hot, and I think we're looking for a stretch like that soon.
Samberg.
Coach, so you were just talking about during the tremendous gap conversation that Yoki Haru, he's one of those that can go both ways and not all of them can. My stepson plays squirt level hockey, and one of my criticisms this year is that I think he should learn to try to go both ways because he only goes right, and sometimes that takes him out of the way. You know,
look at you.
I know. Sure everyone wants my feedback on his play, but are you telling me that not all the players? I assumed by the time they got to your level that they were going both ways.
No, when we're talking about how they play, I mean some guys can turn to their right better than they can to their left. And some players, when they're growing up, I think they always skate in their way. As I can remember when our coach used to say, just don't keep skating around that one side to your right all the time. You got to go to your left, and you got to be able to do it both sides. And it easy as, and you'll eventually have that consistency in your game. But I always find that when we're on defense, most defensemen can play the left side, and some can play the right. But not too many guys have that agility or ability to play left and right, and when you do that, I think it enhances your effectiveness to the team. And then last game was a good example. Was Davidson came in and played the right side as being a left-handed defenseman.
It's easier for Coach Q to work with me because I can't go in either direction. headed for Vancouver. What are we watching for as fans against the Canucks?
They get this Peterson kid that's a hotshot rookie along with Besser from last year that these kids have gotten off to good starts to their careers offensively. They're their go-to guys, and they missed them for a few games, and they won a big game last night against Minnesota at home. So they play well at home. They played us extremely well last year. It's one of those teams that they think that the young guys are coming into their lineup, giving them a lot of life and excitement. Let's be ready for a hard game.
I know that your kids are a little old for trick-or-treating now, but back in the day when they were trick-or-treaters and they were little, you were able to talk them out of the good candy. Do you remember what candy you stole from them when they were trick-or-treating? Because I was a peanut butter cup guy.
Never minded M&M's.
That's it.
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, that's not bad. You look at your kids, you go, no, the peanut M&M's, no, they taste like vegetables. No, you don't want this. You don't want this. Have a great trip. Wes, get another one, will you?
All right, gang.
Thank you. That's Coach Q, Joel Quenneville.